This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's a wild and crazy world out there, folks. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. And it's all because of leftists. Now, there are people that listen to this program and say, this is a program where they do nothing but beat up on lefties. No. I beat up on rhinos. I beat up on anybody who's a lying, skanky person. That's who I beat up on. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Hey, we could be ace coon booms. We could be best friends. That's a black term I was talking about, ace coon booms. We could be ace. We could be the best of friends. If you do something wrong, I will call you out for it. For example, my older brother, I'd gone back to military school. It was my senior year, and he was at Texas A&M. And he called me up. He's like, hey, little bro. He goes, man, this is so, I got nothing to do here. He goes, you mind if I take your... get your stereo. And, you know, in military school, things we prized more than anything, was our TV and our stereo. I had a little black and white TV on a swivel. You would have thought that thing was a plasma screen when they first came out. And then my little hi-fi set that I paid my own money for working in the summers. So I said, yeah, man, come get it. So he comes down, he grabs my stuff, and he takes it back to college, my TV and my stereo. And I did without. So I get home that summer, you know, we called each other to talk, and I said, oh, hey, by the way, I'd like to get my TV and my stereo back because, you know, whatever. I need to get it back. But you know, I think I was going to go back to school or something. I don't remember what. Or maybe I was going to go to college, and I was like, I'm going to take it. And he says, oh, dude, he says, I don't have that anymore. I said, what? He says, I don't have that anymore. He goes, man, I got low in money, Kev. I had to hawk it. So he hawked my TV. If y'all don't know what that means, he took it to a pawn shop. He hawks my TV and my stereo. And I said, well, okay. I mean, hopefully you got to eat, but you need to go pay for the ticket and get my stuff back. And he goes, man, it's been too long. They probably sold it. I went, what? I mean, I was livid. If he had been there in front of me, I would have attacked. I mean, we would have gone to blows. I'm not lying. I couldn't believe that. And he said it just so flippantly, like, you know, yeah, man, I mean, I had to eat. And then when I said, well, go get it, and he goes, they sold it. And I'm like, you let my stuff, you hawked it, and then you let them sell it. And he was like, well, yeah, man, but I was hungry. I'm like, I understand that. Make a phone call and say, Kev, I have to hawk your stuff, man. Can you? I mean, I would have rather loaned you. I mean, I don't know what it was worth, but if it was $30, you know, I'm lying, I'm dying. But whatever it is, I didn't want to lose it. And how about you just not lose it on principle? So I'm calling my brother out again for something that he did publicly, because I'm not hiding anything about life. This is insane. I would have never done that to him. Not in a million years. So what did it tell me? Hey, Kev, can I borrow your car? No. Man, come on, man. We bro. Now, he's never asked me for that. I'm giving it to you. And if he's listening, he occasionally listens. Well, I love him to death, by the way. But if he were to say, Kev, can I borrow one of your cars for a couple of weeks? No. No, you cannot. I have good reason. You might sell it. I don't know what you're going to do. Kevin Jackson, who are you listening to, folks? Welcome to the Gun Show. I'm your host, affectionately known as Kevin Three Guns Jackson, at least in my own mind. So I'm trying to set you up for success. I'm trying to tell you that this show, me, you, we are not partisan. I believe in one thing. I believe in what's best for the citizens of this country. And we can disagree on how to get there. But if your way proves to not be the best, I'm going to talk much smack about you. It's just the way it is. And if it is, and mine is wrong, I'll admit it. I got no problem admitting being wrong.
Kevin, you were talking about something the other day, and I looked it up on Google, and blah, blah,
and I was wrong? Oh, dude. Hey, thank you. So, Arizona's gone to Joe Biden, another crooked vote count, and probably Mark Kelly's not even a senator. Let me tell you, it was ordained that by the Democrats that Mark Kelly would beat Martha McSally. And she gave in. She rolled over. I would have fought. I would have contested it. They could be giving the thing to him today, and I would still be saying contesting. It makes me wonder, are these people in cahoots? Doug Ducey, the governor of Arizona, a man that I've met, and every time I meet him, I feel an underlying tension. But I will tell you, I met Ducey one time, and I thought, this is not a bad guy. Now I'm wondering if he's a rhino scumbag. Did you see the video where he signed the document saying our election was done? And Donald Trump's ringer on that video is a dun, 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 you know, the hail to the chief. And Ducey said, I changed the president's ringtone to that right before he signed it. That ringtone, hail to the chief, goes off. The president is calling him, and he takes it out of his pocket, puts it down. We're going to highlight it so you can see it. I'm telling you. But here's the other thing. Maybe Ducey signed this because that gives the president the green light to open up a can of kick butt here in Arizona. I don't know. I'm afraid it may be the former and not the latter. He's not helping Donald Trump. There's a lot of stuff brewing, guys. I keep talking about it. This guy tweeted me this, Mike, says, Moab dropped. There was a news conference. Philip Klein, former Kansas AG. Pennsylvania postal truck driver shipped an estimated 144,000 to 288,000 completed ballots across three state lines in October. I haven't heard anything more. I don't know. You can look it up, see if it's something that you can find out more about. But here's what I do know. The big cheat has occurred. Everybody's asking me, Kevin, what do you think? Believe it or not, a member of the administration called me, low level, to ask me what my thoughts were. I find that flattering. Thank you for the call. I gave him my views. I said, you're going to be sitting there another 4 years. Hang tight. America's coming to help. We'll be right back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, it won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com /Kevin Jackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Professional scammers. That's what the Democrats are. They don't like being called out. They don't like losing. They'll do anything. They'll cheat. They'll pay to get their kids into schools that their kids don't earn their way into. They'll stack the deck in every way they can. They will run you over at your job. If you work for them, they will look for ways to screw you out of commissions, out of your own salaries. They talk about, we want a fair wage for people. They are liars. Democrats have done more to hurt the average person. Forget the separation gap between men and women in working. Democrats have taken more money from people. It doesn't matter whether you are male, female, 8 to 80, blind, cripple, or crazy, LGBT. They will steal from you while pretending to help you. We want to get you a livable wage. A livable where? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome back. I don't have to, in any scenario that I give you. Now, you may not have experienced them all, but in most of the scenarios that I give you, you'll go, yep, I remember Ted. Mm-hmm, there was a Ted, a guy I worked with, just like that. And I can guarantee you, if you know somebody like that and you were to pull their voter registration card, it would say Democrat. Unquestionably. Like I said, give me a scenario where somebody got you. I'm not saying that conservatives don't do crooked things. I'm not saying that at all. They're bad people and all ilks. But here's what I will tell you. If you got screwed, if you explain to me how you got screwed over, I will tell you, you've got an 89.2% chance that that was a Democrat. Or you've got a 98.7% chance that that was a Democrat or a person that calls himself a progressive. Or some lying, skanky Democrat progressive hiding behind education. You know, a coach pretending to be a coach, but he's really a child molester. Or hiding behind religion. You know, a priest pretending to be pious, but really is a leftist hiding behind religion and molesting people. And I could go on. Leftists are sneaky. We think, okay, look, coaches are, when you think of like a priest, you think that's a conservative. It's a person. No, it isn't. Don't think that. It could very well be a leftist who says, you know what? If I want to be around little boys, altar boys, and have my way with them, I can let people think that I'm really religious. But I'm not there for the religion. I can let people think that I'm a really spirit, good capitalist, and I want to give back every, for every pair of socks we sell, we give a pair of socks to the poor. But we kick a conservative in the, you know what, the naughty bits. That's what they're not telling you. They're not finishing the sentence. And they want you to let them,
we can control your money. We know best to do with your money. Give us your money.
We'll do right by you. Global climate change, all this other nonsense. And they'll claim a mandate and they'll get the media. Oh, we got a mandate. Look at what happened in the last election. Let me tell you something. If you go back and look at the last elections and tell me that these have been fair. These have been good for America. And do you feel comfortable that all these elections have gone the way they were supposed to go? Because I don't. I don't believe any of it. I think it's a flat-out lie. But that's a whole other subject. I want to talk about the lack of financial oversight. Remember these towns in, where was it? Somewhere in California. They were paying their executives like $595,000, $800,000+, and the towns are going broke. And what happened to that? I didn't follow the story. I doubt you did either. I don't have an answer for you. But here's what I will tell you. Run by Democrats. Pretending we care about the people. Put me in office and I'll show you this or I'll do that. Everything will be great. It's a lie. Put them in office, they will rip you off is what they will do. California, their system for paying unemployment benefits is so dysfunctional. You're going to love these numbers, people, listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. They'd go to Kev Talks and find out more about me and tell their friends and stuff, all of you out there in Kevin Jackson land. California's system is so dysfunctional. The state approved more than $140 million. That's a lot of cheddar for 20,000 prisoners. Local and federal prosecutors said, detailing a scheme that resulted in claims filed in the names of well-known convicted murderers like Scott Peterson and Kerry Stainer. From March to August, more than 35,000 inmates were named in claims filed with California's Employment Division Department, with more than 20,000 of them who got paid. Now, it wasn't that much money. It was only $140 million. At least 158 claims, they said, were filed for 133 death row inmates, resulting in more than $420,000 paid in benefits. Now, Democrats will tell you they're great stewards of your money. I know in California's budget, which is what, something like $30 billion? I don't even know how much. That's probably too low. But it's billions. They are the 21st largest economy if they stood on their own in GDP. So it's got to be larger than 30 billion. Because I know Saudi Arabia, what their numbers are, and they're number 19, I believe. So anyway, it's a lot of money. But 140 million, but guess what? California, they only, what was it? 140, oh, that's like a rounding error. They don't miss it. They're too big. Gavin Newsom is too big doing lockdowns and violating them after he issues them. He's got better things to do. He's got to move and shake, man. He's got to cheat on elections. Get this. These benefits were paid to rapists, child molesters, human traffickers, and other violent criminals in our state, according to Schubert. And who is Schubert? She's the Sacramento County District Attorney, Anne Marie Schubert. And she's given us the scoop. Now, I know there are people like, well, Kevin, they caught it. They caught it, yeah. Yeah, but what haven't they caught? What's gotten away? What's gotten through the system? If you live in California, you are taking care of half of Mexico. That's really it in a nutshell. And I bet you, don't be shocked if you find out this was a prisoner pay-for-vote scam run by Gavin Newsom and his team. You never know with leftists. You can't trust them. Prison scam. When we get back, we're going to talk about Time's Up. Because Time's Up for Time's Up and all these other fake organizations that pretend that they're helping America, they aren't helping us. They're helping themselves to us. That's what they're doing. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As lawmakers on Capitol Hill debate a new coronavirus relief package, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump and the White House are also looking to do some sort of relief package before the end of the year.
Right now, the focus is making sure that there is stimulus relief for Americans who are hurting right now. So that is the current active policy priority that we are working on moment by moment, along with COVID.
CDC Director Robert Redfield saying the next 3 months are going to be the most difficult time in public health history of the nation. Dr. Redfield saying it's important to recommit ourselves to mitigation of coronavirus as a vaccine is around the corner. Redfield also saying we've learned a lot about how coronavirus works, but things are going to get worse before they get better. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. The UK is set to become the first country in the world to distribute a coronavirus vaccine.
Vaccines usually take years to develop. Under Operation Warp Speed to combat COVID-19, we got it done in well under 1 year. In a major announcement, the United Kingdom has approved the Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. The two-shot process will start shipping out to UK's most vulnerable in the next 48 to 72 hours. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Week 12 of the NFL wrapping up on Wednesday with the unbeaten Pittsburgh Steelers hosting some semblance of a Baltimore Ravens team in a game that has already been pushed back 3 times due to COVID-19. The game was set to be played on Thanksgiving, then it was pushed back to Sunday, then from Sunday to Tuesday night, then from Tuesday to now Wednesday. The last time the NFL played a game on Wednesday, it was 2012. Kickoff set for just after 3:40 Eastern Time in Pittsburgh. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats, the party of scammers, the party of lynching of Negroes. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Show, where we beat up on leftists and other liars all the time. And people lie. You're going to lie today. You're going to lie to somebody. You're going to lie to your kids. Dad, did you ever do drugs? No. I didn't. I can honestly tell you I never did. Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, you're going to lie because you can think it's for the right reason or whatever. Whatever. I get it. I understand the rationale for it. But that Democrats have lied at a massive scale. They lie to themselves every day. They lie to us. They orchestrate. You just saw James O'Keefe stuff, right? They're orchestrating, plotting against us. And it's all for the greater good. It's okay to lie. Lie to conservatives. They lie to themselves. They pretend that they want to save the world. What are they going to do? We're going to save the planet from extinction by taking away fossil fuels and going to green energy. And it's going to create millions and millions of jobs. And they know it's a lie. It's going to create a layer of overhead and bureaucracy because you know what? That other grid has to keep working. They're going to save children from sexual predators. They're going to save dogs from abusive owners. And, you know, they're going to save, you know, the illegals who get their kids separated at the border. Everything is a cause. And you ever notice none of it happens. There's no possibility of happening. You can't even measure it. And when you can measure it, they ignore it. You do know that the air is cleaner and we're out of the Paris Climate Accord. It doesn't matter. We're going to all die. But I just explained to you that it isn't going to work out that way for this reason, blah, blah, blah. They don't care. You measure the air. You go, when we let companies become stewards of their own, you know, like we set standards. We let companies do it. We don't penalize. We encourage. We don't keep lowering the standards. We're good. It works. But no, they lower the standards. So I'll give you an example. CAFE standards for cars. Cars had to be more fuel efficient, etc. So they took weight out of cars. So what? 2,000 people more per year get killed in car accidents because they don't have that big protective shell. Nope. Do you think they care? No, now they're running around these little death traps called smart cars with dumb people. Look, if you got one, I'm not going to be mad at you. You can do what you want to do. But I wouldn't own one. It'd be fun to drive it around the block. You know, like it's like seeing one of your neighbor's kids has a mini bike. And you go, hey, can I try it out? I don't want to ride in it every day. They're liars. They lie about everything. They claim they want to help women.
Women only make a certain amount of money for men.
Okay, well, you know how you could change that? Encourage young women for entrepreneurship. Encourage more people to stay together, families to stay together. So girls have daughters. Democrats have their sex parties with, like, the Epsteins of the world. They got the Weinsteins. They're just scumbag liars. Good example, Time's Up, right? The charity, Time's Up. Just like Joe Biden's cancer charity, they don't give any money to women. Time's Up is a scam. Joe Biden's charity raised millions of dollars, did not give, I don't think they gave any money to cancer research, cancer survivors, nothing. You know what they did? They gave out fat salaries and they partied like rock stars. Galas. Time's Up. What's it supposed to do? Help women. Change Hollywood. Name me one person you know in Hollywood who got hurt outside of Epstein, Weinstein. Name one. I'll wait. You don't have anybody. What the Me Too movement and Time's Up was supposed to do was change Hollywood, this mentality that women could be used any way they want. Who's doing it? Who dominates Hollywood? Exactly. Leftists and leftist men. Their wives and their enablers. But who do they go after? Oh, we go after Trump. What's he done? Weinstein for three decades. Over three decades, he's harassing women. Who knows what they were doing? Do they care? They claim they care about human trafficking. Do you know who's done more for human trafficking, ergo women, who are the most human trafficked, if we're going to look at these genders? Donald Trump. You know who's helped more kids get out of sex trafficking? Donald Trump. Busting people all over the place. If Barack Obama, if he could have one day of what Donald Trump has done, it would be, holy cow, what could I tell you? This guy, talk about deserving a Nobel Peace Prize, and I don't know what other awards, an Emmy, maybe? An ESPY? What, I don't know what you give out. But let me tell you, a guy who's gotten multiple hundreds if not thousands of children out of sex slavery, who stopped sex trafficking of women, who truly is fighting for the causes of women, and I dare you leftists to go look at what Ivanka Trump has done for women. I dare you. In comparison to any of you, any of these so-called leftist women, these feminists, go look at what Ivanka Trump has done. This is amazing. The level of hypocrisy of these people is astounding, and they're not going to win. They're not going to win this election. They're not going to win the war. They won a few battles, but they're not going to win the war. Time's up. I asked at the time. I said, "Boy, let's see who else gets exposed in Hollywood. Remember all the threats, Corey Feldman or whatever his name was, and other people? Well, it's time for us to tell people about these directors, man, what they do to kids and what they do to women and what they do to this." And I haven't heard a word. And in fact, you know what they do? What they're doing? They're all plotting to get Joe Biden as president, a guy who is known for feeling up women, who's under sex chart, allegations of sexual misconduct with Tara Reid, etc. They want him to be president. I want you to just understand the silly nature of how all this works. What an amazing group of people. The biggest hypocrites on the planet. They need to have their butts kicked. Every time they open their mouths, you should just say, "Shut up. You don't even live the life that you talk. What do you want for your daughter? How do you treat your daughter?" Which, by the way, you don't always get the answer you expect. But, I hearken back to Madonna. Wouldn't even let Lourdes, her daughter, watch TV. Couldn't watch her own videos, but made money off of other people's little girls watching it. The Miley Cyruses of the world who became what? Nothing but Obamas. Nothing but Madonnas. It's interesting to watch. You know, the New York Times talked about Time's Up the organization. Hollywood's Time's Up organization, set to fight sexual harassment, with Reese Witherspoon, Amy Schumer, Brie Larson, and other luminaries on its board, spent the bulk of its donations on executive salaries and only a fraction on legal costs to help victims, public records show. The organization, which is comprised of the Time's Up Foundation and Time's Up Now Incorporated, raised $3,670,000 in 2018, spent $1.4 million on salaries, and only $312,000 on the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund for people who have experienced sexual harassment. Now, look, I run a charitable organization. The startup cost, if you're going to get people to join, you got to give them decent, you know, you don't get great salaries, but you got to give them decent salaries. I take a pittance. And you can be, before you're able to accomplish anything, it can look salary heavy. But I'll tell you this, I'm a rounding error in their numbers. I'm a rounding error. You could round up or down on their numbers, and you've got my entire salary structure. Entire thing for my charity. And you know what we do? We're pushing back on 1619. We're making videos. We're, you know, getting people rallying in various districts around the country. Not many. I'll be honest. I'm not backed with millions of dollars to say, Kevin, organize this in such a way that they can. Are you kidding, man? We are strong in our backyard of Arizona, where we've gone in and done some stuff. But these guys, they're liars. $3.6 million in 1 year. 1 year. And all they spent is $312,000 on the legal defense. I'll put it this way. If we had $3.6 million in my organization, and I think I told this about Biden's. If I got $3.6 million, here's what I can tell you. At least $3 million would have gone to what it was supposed to. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits may be available on all plans for a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type begins at a certain time for the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Newsom and Kemp, governors, who knows? It's funny, I look at these elitists, especially Newsom. Man, this guy has just got this air of invincibility. Like, I don't need to be president. Look at me, I'm governor of California. I can do what I want. I can shut down the economy. The level of open corruption by leftists, folks, in the higher office, it blows my mind. Just think about this. Barack Obama shipped pallets of cash to a mortal enemy of America, Iran, in the dark of night. And he says, well, we didn't have a banking relationship, so we had to do it this way. Whatever. And I can only tell you, if Trump did this, he'd be impeached. And I would probably be one to want to impeach him. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. Man, this is amazing. Democrats openly cheat the system, and it's practically crickets on the left. They say nothing. You almost have to be able to run two universes. The reality universe, you know, or the Trump and the other. And let people really see it for what it is. Because even when we say it, the left says, no, we wouldn't. We wouldn't be just like, you know, and you want to go, no, I want to show you. And even when you can show them. For example, when Trump didn't allow Muslims to come in. It was a lighter version of what Barack Obama had already done. And they, he's a homophobic. He's Islamophobic. Well, what was Obama when he did a worse version of it? Nothing. He was nothing. Joe Biden admitted on camera, that he was going to take money from Ukraine if they didn't drop a prosecution, drop a case against his son. And what did the media do? They accused Trump of it. The very crime that Biden speaks of on video. Powerful people, powerful leftists, elitists, tried to impeach Trump for the very crime that Biden had undoubtedly committed. And nothing's happening to Biden. Nothing's... The left don't even look at it as, well, what are you talking about? I mean, there's nothing to see here. Again, I ask you, how the media and other leftists would have reacted to this scandal had it involved the Trump family? You know the answer. Rhetorical question, right? Now we got this scamdemic. And I've been talking about this all show. I've been talking about the notion that we've got our country and the world in lockdown, and it is in cahoots, folks. Don't think for one second this is just us. I don't know where these meetings occur. I don't know how they occur. If James O'Keefe wants to get in on some meetings, I'd love him to get in on those. We are shutting down entire economies because everybody believes that there's going to be some new world order. We're going to put a bunch of money in the kitty, and it'll take care of everybody. Since when have Democrats ever taken care of anybody other than the elites? Since when? Tell me when. Virus so deadly that you don't even know you have it. And it isn't like it's so deadly and you're out running and you just, you fall over and you're dead. It's so deadly, you can do your job, you can play basketball. How many professional athletes have played with COVID?
Well, we tested so-and-so and he now has COVID, so we're asking that he quarantine.
So they self-quarantine, but they don't feel it. They didn't know they had it. Profiteering on nothing, on vapor. Yeah, and the clue is you lose your sense of smell or your taste. It's just, and having had it, I can speak on it. If you fight it like a flu, it's a booger. If you go in and you get tested and you have it, they give you some medicine, probably some other Chinese manufactured cure that's got got some crazy stuff going on in my body. But I'll tell you this, Z-Pak knocked the crap out of it within 2 hours. That's what told me this is not nearly what I thought it was. Anyway, the Democrats have shut down our economy. They want to keep it shut down because of the Great Reset. They want to give people what they call free money, people for them to not work. The Great Reset is for you not to work. The government will just give you a livable wage. It'll dole out what you should live on. I want you to just take that world to its logical course. So let's say the government gave everybody $5,000 a month. You couldn't make anything else. But whoever was producing money, maybe it was factory workers or whatever that were assigned to work, so they could give everybody the livable wage of $5,000 a month. So how would you fare in New York versus, say, Olathe, Kansas? Well, you know you're going to do better in Olathe, right? That's number one. Number two, if everybody's got $5,000, how long does it take before somebody is getting other people's money? Whether it's thieves, whether it's scam artists, whether it's casinos. What are you gonna? Nobody's gonna gamble anymore because they got $5,000. Or is $5,000 a raise? So you got $1,000 to gamble. You're gonna stop the lotto government? What are you gonna do? Let me tell you what's gonna happen. Soon there will be people with nothing, and there will be people with millions, and you'll wonder, how did they get millions when all they get is $5,000 a month? And most of them will be unethical leftists who have figured out how to siphon money from the very poor people that they claim they want to help. You think WooFlu is about your safety? You think all the things that they're implementing is about... Let me ask you. Find out how much money the leftists have in mass companies, in aerosol, you know, like people, you know, what these manufacturers who do make Clorox and all that. Find out how much money they have in that stuff. Find out how much money they have in the various makers of these cures that are coming out. Find out. It'll shock you. Anyway. Democrats see WooFlu as a reset for climate change and economic fairness and other unachievable nonsense. And I told you guys earlier in the broadcast, when you consider the Democrats' political wet dreams, understand that a great outcome is never achievable, nor is it measurable. I know you can measure air quality, but can you measure air quality to the point that I'm going to die? In other words, what's two more particles of pollution versus two less? Nothing. You're not going to have a statistic that says if we don't get to these levels, everybody dies. I mean, there is a level where everybody dies, but the level where everybody lives, it's not even fair. It's not even fairly distributed. I'll give you an example. You live in a big city, you're breathing crappy air. Your life expectancy is probably less. You live out in the country, you breathe good, clean air. Doesn't matter what's going on in the world. The place where I grew up, Brady, Texas, if I go out to that ranch, I'm going to have the cleanest, purest air and the freshest air in the world. So even if you regulated it, you're not really regulating it because you can't regulate how much clean air I get versus how much dirty air somebody gets in the city. You can no more regulate that than you can regulate how much I breathe in and how much this other person breathes out. If you're breathing in more air, do you get taxed more? What if it's dirtier? Anyway, they want to make the world safe, folks, from WooFlu, a virus that can mutate. Yeah, that's what they... Yeah, it'll be all safe then. It's part of their scam. They say that the masks are now mandatory. Now, when they first appeared, I chuckled at the idea that Americans would fall for this. It started with only a handful of people wearing masks. Now, if you don't wear a mask, you're in the minority. So then Democrats began their marketing campaign, their shaming campaign for non-mask wearers. I don't wear it. I go everywhere. People look. They're almost shocked to see an entire face. So they've made it mandatory. In many areas of the country, now you're seeing them, you can't fly Qantas Airlines if you haven't been given a shot. You got to show me proof of whatever. I don't even know what the deal is. But by the way, the reason why I knew something was up with the mask is when it shifted over, everybody was manufacturing masks. Anyway, Governor Newsom, the reason why I said all this was Newsom and Kemp. They had a scheme with China. It was set up that he's got $500 million that goes to an electric company that's supposed to purchase these N95 masks. These guys haven't gotten any masks. The rumor is it's just a front. Find out more about that because we got to stop.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.